Hello, this is Swag Minister Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 763. And we're talking about the death of Christ, and we have finished with the physical events that led his death. We are now on the revelation chapter. So let's go to our golden scripture for moving all the gold. And for by this time, you should be able to see it offhand, isn't that you love? Because more of our brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and were instead, by which also you were saved. If you give in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain, and I always was yet saved, not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And we have been looking at the death of Christ. We went to Genesis, then went to Luke 1, the incarnation. Then we are now in Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, daughters inclusive, pay attention to my word. And that led us to Mark 11, where we saw Jesus who cursed the fig tree. And the disciples came back and said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we looked at three say to the mountain, saith. We said, why the emphasis on say? Because of the emphasis on words, power of words, spoken words, spoken, and not just any words spoken. Words spoken in faith, they are faith-filled words. They are words that are spoken in faith. And I said to you that the way to release your faith is to speak. So when somebody is speaking and is saying, you know, so much trouble in my life, I don't know, and normally they even want to ask for prayer, but by the time they say all the things they want to say, they have negated everything that could have been done for them, because they are repeating the things that they are not supposed to. And when somebody is doing that, we call it faith in reverse, reversal of faith. Because we say that when you, the way to release your faith is to speak them. So when somebody is speaking, as I give the instance of how I spoke to the clouds, clouds that were bearing rain, dark clouds all over the county, and I spoke to it. So in the same way, you see something, you see a growth, you see a tumor, you see a letter, you receive a letter, you receive a text, the relationship is no more, you receive something will now cause you, because you're seeing, because you're fearing, you will now speak it out. And immediately you speak it out, you made your case worse, because you have released what you believe, what you're saying, what, even though it's not something that you intended to say, you know, you didn't intend to say it, but what you're seeing is causing you to speak it, and immediately you speak it, you've established it. That is how it is. And when you are now speaking the doubt, speaking the fear, we call it faith in reverse, reversal of faith. You are reversing, just like you have a car. Of course, I know that many of the people are hearing, you know how to drive, or you've driven a car before, or you've seen a car being driven, and the gears are what, reverse, and then you have drive and a neutral. And even if I want to help you, no matter who is trying to help you, Archbishop, Pope, Bishop, Mighty Prophet, Mighty Prophetess, they will not be able to help you, because you have put your car in reverse. You have reversed them. How can I come and now hold your bum and try to push you forward? It's not possible. That is why You have to watch what you say. It's so important. No matter what you say. They say I shouldn't say. Oh, they say I shouldn't say. But the thing is hurting me. They say I should. Who is saying you shouldn't say? Who is saying you shouldn't say? We are teaching you what to do. That even when you see, like how God in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, saw darkness. But he knew, this is not what I want. I want light. And if I'm going to speak darkness, I will multiply the power of darkness. So instead of speaking darkness, when he was seeing darkness, he said, it was not just dark. It was void, emptiness, everything bad. He decided, I will not say that. I would rather say what I want to see. So what did God say? Light. Be. Let there be light. And it was light. But that was God. Yes, you were created in the same way. Are you not created in the image of God? Are you not created to function like God? You were created to function like God. And especially when you're born again. When you're born again. So please, this is the way to live. This is the way you're going to see victories. This is the way you're going to see your life go forward. But so bad, but the thing is on me. It's like it's I have pressure to say what I want to, because the listen, you will either go your way or you go God's way. I keep telling people, when you go and buy from your telecom providers and they tell you that you have to type in *555#, *123#, *77, you never say that I was born on 25th of April, so I will type *254#. You don't say that. You say you do what they want. So why can't you do what God is saying you should do? If you can listen to your telecom providers, listen to your bankers, listen to everybody, why can't you listen to God? You will have to listen to God and do it God's way to get the results of God. Do it God's way and get the results of God. Or do it the normal way you've been doing all these years and get the dismal results. I prefer to do God's way. You are so blessed. Blessed. Please come back for more.